Puss in Boots, Child's Book, Rose, Where Did You Get That Red, Santa Claus Mystery.
These are just a few of the books challenged in Duval County Public Schools over the years due to their questionable content. Among the list of 300 works, you can also find Huckleberry Finn, the entire Harry Potter collection, and a personal favorite of mine, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. A parent complained back in 2003 that the coming-of-age classic introduces young readers to porn.
It is fascinating to go down the list, actually, isn't it?
As the district's supervisor of instructional materials and library media, Bryant Frazier has been overseeing the process that lands the books on this very long list for about 12 years now. The process begins with a complaint from a parent, a teacher, or an otherwise concerned citizen.
A parent fills out a written form that we have, a request for a reevaluation, and then submits it to the school and then to the academic services department, where it comes to me.
From there, a committee of about four or five media and content area specialists gets together, does the research, and makes recommendations. Most are relatively mild restrictions. They might require parental permission or designating a book for a particular age group. Some of the restrictions are eventually lifted. For example, Catcher in the Rye was once only available through parental permission in Duval. Now it's available without any restrictions.
One can get a good sense or a good measure of the hot-button political and cultural topics of the day by looking at the books that parents and administrators target at public school libraries.
Clay Calvert is director of the First Amendment Project at University of Florida. In Duval, as in much of the country, Catcher in the Rye, once objectionable for its language and sexual themes, is now a veritable staple for high school literature.
So indeed, I think we can get a sense of the pulse of the American public in terms of what is taboo or what is a cultural hot-button issue.
Case in point, Angels in America. The award-winning 1991 play exploring homosexual love in the height of the U.S. AIDS crisis received local attention recently when it hit Jacksonville stage for the first time. The play debuted at the Florida Theater in March, but it's still off-limits in Duval schools, along with nine other books. Joan Burton is executive director of the New York-based National Coalition Against Censorship.
Angels is about a particular historical period that is really a very interesting and important part of our recent history. So it's educational on many levels. It's emotionally powerful.
Burton's agency deals with about one to two book censorship cases a week. Of late, her group has challenged the removal of works in both Escambia and Pasco counties.
Nobody is saying that the parent in this case or other parents can't guide their child's reading choice. The question is whether no child should have the option to read this book because some parents don't think it's appropriate.
It's an ongoing question, but it's one that Duval County seems to be facing with less frequency. Duval Media Supervisor Bryant Frazier.
I've seen a noticeable drop in requests for reevaluation.
This year, his department has received no such requests, but there's always next year, and there's always new books. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.